Taxes are clearly on the minds of Salisbury voters as they prepare to cast their ballots in the municipal elections scheduled April 5th. WSEO's Aaron Redman has this report.
The issue of tax increases in Salisbury has many voters talking, and homeowners are especially concerned as they feel the pinch from hikes in their property taxes and water and sewer fees. 66-year-old Frank Albero hails from the state of California, where voters began the great tax revolt sparked by Proposition 13.
Taxes are limited out there by law. They're not here. My home tax, which they just raised 150% on a new house I just bought, sent a request in to drop my house taxes. If they don't do it, I probably will move back to California.
Albero is not the only one concerned about tax increases. Mary Williams, who recently moved to the area with her husband, is also worried, especially about property taxes.
Our main goal when we look at a house or look to build a house is what our taxes are going to be, so we're not paying an arm and a leg for our taxes. The city taxes are as high as what the county taxes are, so it's a benefit to you to live outside of town than it is to live in town.
But there are other residents who are not as alarmed. Glenn Monroe works with a construction company on Delmarva, but hails from the Western Shore.
Property in Anne Arundel County, and it's a whole lot more expensive there than here, so it seems like a good deal here.
Another frustration expressed by voters is about how their tax dollars are being spent. 23-year-old Jesse Brush is a Salisbury University student with a degree in political science.
Wicomico County's tax rates are some of the highest in the state. I think it's the second highest in Maryland, you know, which leads me to believe, where is this money going? I mean, with the sewer systems the way they are, with the police forces the way they are, I mean, I just want to know where the money is going. I've heard a lot of people saying, you know, they try to reach people, city officials, and they're often reluctant to give out information on so-called rainy day funds and those kind of things.
This could spell trouble for incumbents like Mayor Barry Tillman. She has spent time pointing out that the tax hikes are going for such things as the upgrade of the water and sewage treatment plant and the police pension fund. Clearly, for most of these voters, taxes could turn out to be a major issue when they cast vote next month. Aaron Redman, WSEL.